The illusion of control. We think we have control of things, but the longer I go, the more I come to believe we really have no control over the things of this life. I'd like to start by looking at James chapter 4, 13 through 15. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. Things just get away from us. And we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Time slips away from us in the short term. You know, recently we had the gospel meeting. And then after that, I was tired. And then after that, it rained. Before I knew it, over 2 weeks had gone by, and I hadn't mowed the lawn or looked at the garden. Where'd the time go? It just slipped away. And it slips away in longer periods. Kim asked me last night, she said, did you know that somebody we knew in college had a heart attack? In my mind, I thought, when did people our age start having heart attacks? But you know what? We're getting to that age, aren't we? Now we're looking at estate planning, and I recently attended a seminar on Social Security. I came home and I told Kim, 8 years from now, you have to look at applying to Social Security. She said, 8 years? Where'd the time go? I think back to the plans we had in college, and they're long gone, and life has just happened. Time gets away from all of us. So what should we do? I think we need to take care of the important things first. What are those? Let's look at Matthew chapter 6, beginning in verse 31. Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So I ask the question, have you taken care of the important things of eternal life? Or are we letting the eating and the drinking and the wearing get in the way, the daily concerns of our lives? I implore you to decide right now to be right with God. And I emphasize that now, because the time will just slip away. And it might be that we could go one by one. It could be a heart attack or an accident or something like that. Or we could all go at once. We could all go at once without warning. Jesus was asked a question about his coming again in Matthew 24:3. They asked him, what will be the sign of your coming in the close of the age? And later in verse 36, he answered that. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. So take care of the salvation of your eternal soul. Remove your sin from between you and God and reconcile with Him. If we can help you to do that tonight, please come and let us know.